From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is taking Iran to task this morning for trying to keep a nuclear facility secret.
Iran's decision to build yet another nuclear facility without notifying the IAEA represents a direct challenge to the basic compact at the center of the nonproliferation regime.
Mr. Obama spoke at the opening of the G20 Economic Summit in Pittsburgh this morning with the leaders of Britain and France at his side. They're demanding that Tehran allow international inspections of the facility. The plant that Iran says is under construction would be Iran's second, as Larry Miller reports from London.
Iran reported the existence of this second enrichment plant in a letter to the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, according to wire services. Iran has so far only acknowledged one uranium enrichment plant at Natanz, 150 miles from Tehran, which is being monitored by IAEA inspectors. The U.S., Israel, and other countries believe Iran is trying to create nuclear weapons, though Iran denies that. The U.N. Security Council wants to impose stiff sanctions on Iran if it does not stop its enrichment program. The IAEA would not confirm the contents of the letter, but said it's taking a serious look at the information. The New York Times reports U.S. officials are saying the second site is being built inside a mountain and could be ready for operation next year. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A Colorado man will appear before a Denver judge today on charges of conspiring to use weapons of mass destruction against the United States. Afghan-born Najibullah Zazi was indicted in New York yesterday as part of a counterterrorism investigation. From member station KUNC, Kirk Sigler reports from Denver.
This is the third time Najibullah Zazi will appear in court here this week. He's expected to be moved to New York after today's detention hearing. Federal investigators say Zazi is at the heart of a foiled terror plot to blow up bombs at high-profile targets in the United States. Zazi is alleged to have visited numerous beauty supply stores in the Denver suburb of Aurora, where he lived. Authorities say he bought unusually high quantities of industrial-grade hydrogen peroxide, acetone, and other products. Some trips were captured on surveillance video. Court documents also say he learned how to make bombs in Pakistan. Zazi sat expressionless when he appeared Thursday before a judge who advised him of the charges against him. At that same hearing, his father, Mohammed Zazi, was released on bail. The elder Zazi still faces charges of making false statements to investigators. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Denver.
New data out this morning is pointing to a gradual recovery of the manufacturing sector. The government says orders for durable goods fell unexpectedly last month, mainly because of a drop in demand for commercial aircraft. It's the second decline in 3 months. Meanwhile, Wall Street will see if it can break 2 days of losses when trading opens later this hour. This is NPR News. The late Edward Kennedy's Senate successor is to be sworn in this afternoon, but Republicans are challenging Paul Kirk's appointment. Massachusetts Republicans have filed an injunction that's to be heard this morning. They allege Governor Deval Patrick exceeded his authority when he appointed Kirk. Lawmakers passed a bill this week giving Patrick the power to appoint an interim replacement. Laws usually take 90 days to go into effect, but Patrick signed an emergency letter that he says allows the law to become effective immediately. At least 11 Iraqi soldiers have been killed during a bomb-clearing operations today. NPR's Jonathan Blakely reports.
The blast occurred in the town of Besheka, near Mosul, northern Iraq's largest city. Police sources say the soldiers were attempting to detonate several confiscated bombs at the time. Northern Iraq remains volatile. In recent weeks, daily bombings in and around Mosul have been common, with the exception of the past few days. Violence dropped throughout Iraq during the holiday marking the end of Ramadan. Further south, the hunt continues for over a dozen insurgents who escaped from prison late Wednesday near Tikrit. Several of the prisoners were facing death sentences. A handful of them have been captured, but Tikrit has been under curfew. Jonathan Blakely, NPR News, Baghdad.
In Afghanistan, the military says 5 American soldiers have been killed. The deaths announced today occurred in 3 separate attacks in southern Afghanistan. A spokesman say 4 of the soldiers died in the same small district, 3 in a roadside bomb attack, and a 4th was killed by gunfire. A U.S. Marine, meanwhile, was fatally shot while on foot patrol. In stocks overseas, they were mostly lower today in Wall Street. We'll see if it can break 2 days of losses. This is NPR News.